Saturn is moving much more slowly in its orbit. Earth is coming around much more quickly in its orbit. So we, in a sense, catch up with Saturn. And remember that something strange is going on. I mentioned this before, that the solar wind does not come out linearly from the sun, straight out from the sun. It kind of comes out like a curveball, like a pitcher's curveball. It swings out, and swings out kind of like a right-hand pitcher's curveball. So it would connect with Earth, and then we would connect into Saturn much earlier than the date, the April 28th perfect visual alignment with Saturn. And that is what happened this year. We connected into Saturn, and I said, wow, I was looking for the energy source of the weather we were having, and I said, this is Saturn. This is the only thing connecting us out there. And I even thought, could there be something down in that lower June region of the solar system, the place where Harrington was looking for planet X? And it was really too early. That was definitely a connection with Saturn. And so I said, we're going to, knowing that April 28th was kind of the linear, perfect linear alignment with Saturn, I said, wow, we're going to ride this out probably well into May with these connections. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. I think it's noteworthy that the National Weather Service was saying we're having a lower than average May tornado season. Well, it looks like we made up for it in grand style due to the very unfortunate situation of the people down in the mid-USA. And remember that the entire world has been labeled with severe weather. When I pulled up and looked at all of the weather around the world this past week, it was horrific all over the place. The jet stream reversed. Now, let me talk about that just a little bit here. What does it mean when the jet stream reversed? Now, I have never, in all of my decades of studying weather, I have never seen the equatorial jet stream reverse. This was amazing. When I first saw it, I said, this can't even be true. And I looked at the time stamps on the satellite feeds. I said, this has got to be wrong. There's got to be something wrong here. And so I'm looking at the clouds around the equator, which typically are moving westerly, along with that equatorial jet stream and along with the ionospheric electron belt that moves westerly around the equator. It was moving easterly. What does this mean? Okay, well, these are magnetic fields. These are electron streams going westerly around the equator and ion streams that move up above in the ionosphere, moving easterly, that eventually drive those lower weather jet streams, what we call the jet streams. That's where the jets, 30 to 60,000 feet, sometimes as much as 150,000 feet, sometimes they come down almost to the layer of to the surface of the Earth. So those jet streams weave around the Earth. The equatorial jet stream is very linear, moving westerly, but they reversed, and the northern and the southern jet streams were just wild, going all over the place. The weather systems, I observed one area of the northern United States and Canada where the winds reversed, the trade winds, what would you would call the typical trade winds, coming from the west going easterly, standard all the time. The drives our weather systems were totally reversed. The wind was coming from the east, very heavy, heavy straight line winds for a week, just pounding from the easterly direction. And that was at the same time these tornado systems were moving through central United States, the southern part of that hurricane that just sat there and wound and wound and wound like a big top. So at any rate, things are somewhat back to normal. We have finally dislodged that Saturn connection, and it went out in big, grand style. with the tremendous weather systems that were experienced through the middle United States. That was a tremendously powerful storm system. And let's look at what Standard Weather says about, or the National Weather Service, what do they say about tornadoes in these weather systems? Well, first of all, they don't really say much. They don't say what causes weather, but the sunlight coming in from the sun, it comes down to the surface of the earth. And remember that when these big storm systems are occurring, most of that sunlight is reflected off and does not get down to the surface of the earth. So how does this reduced amount of energy create these amazingly powerful storm systems? Well, it's just beyond silly, absurd. If you took all of the state, and this is an example I've given on radio shows, I've given it on my own show, if you took all of the light energy coming in, let's say, on the state of Oklahoma in a given day, or the state of Texas, let's go big. If you took all of the sunlight coming in on the state of Texas on a given day, there would not be enough energy to drive the tornadoes that we see. So where does this energy come from? The first thing is just a basic undergraduate student in physics. The first thing you learn if you learn your coursework well is that you have to account for energy. Energy just doesn't happen. It comes from someplace. The same is true of weather. Weather is energy personified. So when you see weather, especially severe weather, that energy has to come from somewhere. So where does it come from? Well, there's only one place. It doesn't come up out of the earth. The only place it can come from is outer space. And much of the water in these storm systems also comes from outer space. It's driven in and feeds these systems because much of that water was not in the atmosphere prior to these storms forming. So at any rate, the Earth then connects electrically with Saturn, and as a result, our electrical energy consumption, the electrical current that drives our weather, is increased dramatically. Instead of maybe 100 million mile electrical size of Earth, we are now expanded to a half a billion miles, or maybe as much when we connect out to Saturn, as much as a billion mile electrical connection through the solar system. It's no wonder we had amazingly powerful storm systems crossing through the around Earth and driving our wind systems down here in the troposphere. It's not any surprise to me at all that we had these kind of systems. So end result, I want to get back to the concept of spectroscopy. Really an amazing event, where the Earth's jet streams reversed. By the way, I didn't quite complete that thought. When the jet streams reverse, those electrical currents are one of the five layers of electrical currents that make up our geomagnetic field. The plasma magnetic field that is coupled with the physical magnetic field of Earth. And so that means that our magnetic field really reversed. That does not mean the Earth's spin rate changed, mind you. That does not imply that Earth's spin rate changed. It's the magnetic field. And that has a lot to do with our weather. There's a lot of misconceptions out there, a lot of people misquoting pole shifts. There's a lot of people saying, oh, pole shifts could be dramatic and the Earth could flip. No. The magnetic field, especially the plasma magnetic field of Earth, is very loosely connected with Earth. It's a gas, it's a plasma that is coupled with our magnetic field. But that does not mean that Earth has some kind of a physical flip where the solid Earth actually flips. No, it does not mean that. In fact, you're going to see if you could measure carefully, that the Earth itself has not changed significantly in its rotational properties, in its properties related to the physical rotation, the physical position of Earth, the relative position to the true north, etc., rotational north. No, none of those things have changed.